Hey everyone, this is Annabelle Mihangos. Thank you so much for checking out the Law of Gold podcast. I really appreciate it. Today we're going to be getting into the last chapter. This is the last episode in the series for The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David J. Schwartz. And this chapter is called How to Think Like a Leader. So he really talks about multiple things, and I just love the way he explains everything because there's so many leadership books and I've read so many of them, but the way that he explains it really breaks down on the qualities that really make a good leader. And when it really comes down to it, it does not necessarily matter if you have a title, if you have a position that holds a leadership role over some other person or a team. Anybody at this point in life can be a leader. Whether it's you influencing another person like your siblings or you influencing your friends, you can have a leadership position in someone else's life without having that official title in front of your name or something like that for your resume. You are a leader. You can be a leader. It's just ultimately up to you and the qualities that you want to have in your approach to the relationship that you have with these other people. So taking that into consideration, Dr. Schwartz really talks about multiple things, but I want to highlight two specific things. And because of that, this episode is most likely going to be on the shorter end, so even better. So let's jump into it. The very first thing that I want to talk about of what Dr. Schwartz talks about is being human. And everything that we do, we want to make sure that we act human. And this is so simple to think about, but there's so many people that really forget about it. Even myself, I forget about this so many times, and I really have to remind myself that being human is honestly the best way to go. And what do I mean by that is oftentimes when we consider ourselves to be a leader, or we see ourselves as a leader, or we have the title of a leader, we often think that the communication that we have with our subordinates, or the communication that we have with our friends, families, and the people around us is either very transactional or very one-sided. When in reality, being human means showing that we care about them more than us expecting a result. That's basically what it is. It's serving before expecting a result. And being human is so much more important than anything else, because that is really what's going to be building a solid relationship between us and the other person, us and our team. And at the end of the day, we want that relationship to be there so that way they have confidence in us and the way that we're going to be guiding them towards the ultimate destination. But also we want them to be able to look up to us and be comfortable with asking us questions on how to do things, especially if you are considered to be the expert or if you are considered to be the person that has the information necessary to complete a task. You want your team to go to you and ask questions. And that really only comes around by being human, by caring about them, not only just about the work, but also about their personal lives. And you want to make sure that you have that balance between the personal life and the work life. You don't want to necessarily be super transactional. You don't want to necessarily be super corporate, super rigid and stoic. You want to be a human. And being a human first comes down to the emotional side of the relationship that you have with everybody else. And everything you do, show that you put other people first. Just give other people the kind of treatment you like to receive and you'll be rewarded. Those are the words exactly out of this chapter, How to Think Like a Leader by Dr. Schwartz. And it's very true. We want to build relationships because those relationships ultimately are going to be leading to a lot more than if we are simply looking for a transactional relationship. And the second thing that I want to highlight that Dr. Schwartz talks about in the chapter, How to Think Like a Leader, is thinking about progress. Always think about progress. And this is very important. I want to read this little snippet that is in this book. It's think improvement in everything you do. Think high standards in everything you do. Over a period of time, subordinates tend to become carbon copies of their chief. Be sure the master copy is worth duplicating. Make this a personal resolution. At home, at work, in community life, if it's progress, I'm for it. Now, the thing in this specific paragraph that I want to make sure that everyone understands is be sure the master copy is worth duplicating. And this also goes back to being human, because when we have a team or if we have someone else around us, they're most likely going to start picking up certain tendencies, maybe patterns, things that we do. They're going to start duplicating and replicating those things. So we want to make sure that whatever they're going to be doing, it's going to be coming from us. We know that it's going to be coming from us. And so if we already know that's going to happen, we need to make sure that our things are in order. Say, for example, in a sales team, this is very, very evident in a sales team. If you're a sales leader and you have a team that you're managing, and your sales team notices that you slack off, you only spend time in the office, so you're not really out on the field, you're not really making phone calls, you're not really making appointments and all that stuff, there's a good chance that your sales team is not going to be making those meeting those quotas that you set. And you may be wondering and scratching your head, why is that happening? And the very reason for that is because of progress, because you're not setting the good example. Your example is not worth duplicating. And for a lot of people, that's like a hard pill to swallow, but it's the reality of the situation. And when it comes to thinking like a progressive, being thinking about progress, you want to look at everything that is currently happening in your situation, your role as a leader, whether it's a title or not. You want to see exactly how can you continuously improve? How can you progress towards your goals? Because if everything that your subordinates or everything that your team or anybody else, if they're going to be duplicating what you're doing, you want to make sure that your mentality of progress and improving is also going to be duplicated by them. Because if you continue improving, but your team is staying at the bottom and they're not improving, then collectively, then the whole team is not going to be rising. It's going to be a lot more difficult for you as a leader to bring everybody up. Just like we talked about in the last episode, it's a lot easier to be pushed up instead of be pulled up. If you as a leader, if you have to pull your sales team up, that is very difficult for you as a leader. Instead, you want to have the progressive mentality. And we already know that your subordinates and your team, they're going to be replicating what you're doing. So if they replicate what you do and they replicate the strategies that you're implementing to continuously improve and progress, then they're going to be improving and progressing too. And the whole team collectively is going to be rising up, which is a lot easier. It's a lot more beneficial. And it's just worked wonders for everybody. So this episode is very, very short, but I just wanted to talk about these things really quickly because being a leader is extremely important. And it's not a position that people should take lightly. I have seen so many situations where teams crumble and fail because of a lack of leadership abilities. And that goes to show that being a leader is extremely important. And a lot of times people think that they need to be born with leadership qualities or they need to have some kind of innate ability to lead people and set an example. When the reality of the situation is that leadership is a skill like anything else. Granted, there are people who have natural tendencies that demonstrate leadership qualities at an early age, but that does not necessarily mean that you as an individual, that you cannot develop your own leadership qualities and become a leader. And only because you don't have a leadership title in some kind of company, some kind of organization, it does not necessarily mean that you are not a leader. It is my firm belief that everybody on this earth is a leader in some capacity. You just need to go ahead and continuously develop those leadership qualities to continue building your circle of influence. Because if you have an influence over your siblings, for example, if you have an influence over your friends, those are leadership qualities. Now it is your job to continuously improving those leadership qualities and continuously building your influence. And in the best case scenario is use those leadership qualities for the betterment of those people that you have influence over. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey of The Magical Thinking Big by Dr. David J. Schwartz. I had a lot of fun. I really enjoy this book. I'm going to continuously read more personal development books, and I'm going to be adding different things as well that revolve around some leadership, maybe communication, because ultimately the law of gold really is about personal development, but personal development is a broad term. So we are here to unite. We are here to build each other up. And I hope you join me for this journey by subscribing to the Law of Gold podcast. And until next time, have a fantastic day.